Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. This is your host, Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com, helping you create something awesome today. So on today's episode of the podcast, we're going to talk about personal brands and why they matter for creative professionals. And it doesn't matter whether you're already working a 9-to-5 day job or whether you have a small business or whether you're a freelancer or whether you ever intend to do anything other than work for a company for the rest of your life. A personal brand is important. It is the new resume, and you need to realize that and why that is happening and why you need to do something about it. So that's what we're going to be talking about today in the podcast. We also are going to have another Create Awesome Challenge at the end of the podcast here, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Many of you listening to the podcast already know a bit about me and about the fact that I, in fact, did develop a personal brand, and that's probably the focal point of my success in my recent career. I've worked for companies in the past, and on some level, what I was doing even then as a personal brand and not just waiting around for opportunities is probably what got me those job interviews and made me successful, in addition to a strong body of work. I really feel that that is the case. And when I got my first agency job working in Manhattan, I know for a fact that that was the case because I didn't apply to that agency. I was found in Google by the creative director of that agency. So that is a primary and direct example of how one of the greatest opportunities in my career and in my life was a direct result of my personal brand and what I was doing and how I was leveraging technology and the internet and ideas like search engine optimization and discovery strategies to my advantage before it was even really, I would say, a mainstream thing to do. Before anyone really figured all of that stuff out, and probably in the early days of LinkedIn, I was taking advantage of that, and it made a real difference in my career and life. Recently, I did a speaking engagement back in June, and that was a result of putting content out there and building a personal brand, and that has led to other tremendous relationships for me as well. I've had the opportunity to work with some great brands. I've had the opportunity to build strong connections in the online education community, do a lot of writing, webinars, and workshops, all based on the simple fact that people knew who I was and could find me and could see the quality of my work and the value of what I was putting out there. And that would have never happened if I hadn't invested the time and the energy to build a strong personal brand. There have been opportunities for jobs that have come from this personal brand that I've turned down because I do want to continue working for myself. But there are other relationships in terms of working with companies as a freelancer that absolutely have come from that, because they initially wanted me to be an employee, but I told them what my circumstances and situation was and why I wanted to continue to be independent. And rather than just decide, well, we're just not going to work with that guy, they decided to build another relationship with me on my terms. And that was great for me. And it continues to be some of the best work that I've ever done. And again, it stems from the fact that I created a situation where people were able to find me, and where, because they were aware of what I was doing, I had a little bit of leverage in my ability to negotiate the terms of what the relationship was going to be. And I think that's something that people take for granted, and why a lot of creative professionals, the minute you say personal brand or you do anything with personal branding in an article or a video or something, they tune out because they're like, nope, I want to stay employed. I want a paycheck. I want a pension. I want that consistency. There's nothing wrong with that, and that's fine. But it doesn't mean that a personal brand isn't important for you, because what if you need another job opportunity at some point? And what if for some reason the relationship doesn't end favorably? It means that the 5 years, the 10 years that you invested with that business and that company is all for naught, because what if you're not able to use that work in your portfolio for one reason or another? What if you're not able to trade on that relationship for one reason or another? Or what if it has nothing to do with how you ended the relationship? What if the company damages its reputation irrevocably, and it isn't necessarily a good thing for you to be associated with that, or the scandal that led to that, or whatever happened? You need another strategy for how you get your next job and how your career path escalates from there. And a personal brand will allow you to do that on some level. You'll have work of your own. You'll have content of your own that shows your knowledge and your expertise. You'll be able to be looked up and control some of the results that are coming up for you in Google. That's important. It's important for you to be able to tell your own story, for you to be able to dictate the narrative of what your career was. And that's really all building a personal brand is you deciding to dictate what information is out there and available about you, your capacity to be discovered by people in search, and having a presence in the appropriate places in social media that you control and that someone else doesn't control or dictate. And that's why I stress that super important. So for those of you who are career professionals or aspire to be career professionals and want to work a 9-to-5 job for the rest of your life, I highly encourage you to do a couple of things. Take a harder look at your LinkedIn profile and make sure that your LinkedIn profile is complete. But when you look at your LinkedIn profile, understand and notice that it does have a place for a personal website as well as the website for whatever your employer is. And there is a strategic reason behind that because LinkedIn has done case studies and understands that people who have developed their personal brands do actually have a better chance of getting the relationships, the networking opportunities, and the job opportunities that they are pursuing. So I would encourage you to make sure that you have a personal website, if nothing else, that conveys the information that you want and presents your body of work in the way that you see fit instead of the way that LinkedIn or any social media profile wants to present it, that you're in control of the content, the format, the look, and whatever else you want to put out there. You would have that control if you have a website. The other thing is that you get to have a professional email address. It is a lot better for you to have a professional email address when you are putting out a job application and to have a website that they can go to, because if not, all they're going to do is look at whatever your email address is and decide based on their terms, whether they feel it's professional or not, whether you're using Gmail or Yahoo or what have you, and they're going to make some kind of decision or assumption about you based on that. But you immediately look a lot more prestigious when you own your own domain name and your own .com, especially if it's your given and legal name. That's why I have robertoblake.com. That is the primary reason that I have robertoblake.com. I also started the blog because I wanted to control what was going to show up in Google when you search for Roberto Blake and when you decide that you want to look into me. I did that. I did the same thing with making sure I grabbed my profiles in social media and that I geared them toward what I wanted in terms of a presentation about who I am. And I did this all before I went into full-time freelancing. I did this understanding that when I was in the job market or that if I changed jobs, that this was going to be important because we do live in the age of Google. We do live in the age of employers and clients vetting you and looking into who you really are. If you don't think that they're going to look at your LinkedIn profile and then your Facebook, your Twitter, your Google Plus, your YouTube channel, your Instagram, then you haven't been paying attention to what is happening lately. You haven't joined the 21st century if you don't understand that that is the new normal in terms of job hiring now. So it is important for you to have a personal brand, dictate the narrative, put out content that shows your expertise, establishes your authority, and lets you look your best. That is why you need a personal brand now more than ever. It is an extension of your resume. It is the new resume. Someone is just as likely to glance at your resume and Google you while they look over it. So you need to, on some level, be aware of that. And I would encourage you to set up Google Alerts if you haven't already. You need to set up a Google account if you haven't, and you need Google Alerts. And I would say put in Google Alerts for your name, and then also put in Google Alerts for your name and then your city location, and then set up another Google Alert for your name and your job profession to see what is showing up and what entries show up when people search for you. And then you should also Google yourself and see what comes up just so that you're aware of it, or aware if somebody with a similar name to you might be making you look bad and you haven't done enough to differentiate yourself between who they are and who you are. I know some people are still holding out from the 1990s, back in the days of AOL, which is when I first got on the internet, about maybe 17 years ago. I was about 13, 14 when I taught myself HTML code and was playing on AOL and building websites. And I was also doing networking with other kids building websites at the time. And I was doing remote project management before that was even a phrase. But I say that to say that I understand the old school holdover of the culture of people coming from the 1990s, where you didn't put your real name and your real face out on the internet. I think that today, with people looking into you and trying to find out who you are and to vet you, that you need to make sure that you have a very good set of images out there representing you in social media, that you get some professional headshots done, or at least some very good ones or credible ones. You don't have to necessarily even hire an expensive photographer. It's something you can have a qualified friend or family member do, or you can go to Sears and get some headshots done, or Walmart, or whoever you feel comfortable with. The point is, you need something that makes you look good so that when people look up your social media profile, that they see your face, see that you're really a real human being. And so if there's somebody out there with your same name, that they don't mistake your identity for theirs, so that if there's somebody out there with your exact same name in your city that has a warrant out for their arrest, that there's at least some kind of way to differentiate between you so that you don't scare an employer away. So that's something you really need to consider. And just another component of this personal branding thing that I'm talking about, where you need to be very visible as a professional, as a creative professional, you need to be very visible. You need to be able to make yourself accessible. There's nothing worse than when you're trying to give someone your business, or you're trying to hand somebody money, or you're trying to give someone an opportunity, and it's impossible to do so. I would say make yourself as accessible as possible. If opportunities are something you want or something that you need to happen, you need to create as many channels as you can for access to you and for people to discover you in a favorable way. So today's Create Awesome Challenge is for you to create a blog if you haven't already. And if you have created a blog, then today's Create Awesome Challenge is for you to create a new post or a new entry for your blog today. And I would say that take this opportunity to really think about the message that you want to put out there, or the value that you can create for other people that's going to make you attractive to anyone who wants to hire you or contract you for services. That would be my advice. So that is our Create Awesome Challenge for today. Now, I know this topic was very specific thus far to people who are in their career and trying to get another job or move up in their career, or need a exit strategy in case things don't work out with their career. But that doesn't take away from the fact that as people who are running a small business as a creative professional or a freelancer, whether they be a photographer, a writer, a musician, a video editor, a producer, whatever you're doing creatively, that you need to use a personal brand as well. Or rather, I should say, you need to develop a personal brand as well and promote yourself as much as possible in order to get the relationships, the gigs, the opportunities that you need to sustain your business and to grow your career. So I know most of my advice was geared toward career professionals that are doing a 9-to-5, but for those of you either doing a side hustle or trying to start your own business or are currently running your own business, I have a few pointers and advice as well that helped me out. Take advantage of video marketing. Video marketing is absolutely important for your personal brand today, and it's basically the experience of being human at scale. That is why I made a point of doing hundreds of videos in YouTube for people in the creative services industry. One, to help people and give them the things that I wish were around 10 years ago in my career to help me. I really wanted to put that value out there. But on another level, there's a unique opportunity to be discovered and to be found. And that has brought me tremendous value and some of my best client relationships ever, and some of my best relationships in terms of other opportunities with content marketing, speaking engagements, education, tutorials, contract work, etc. There's an opportunity there to market yourself, but also to monetize that. So I would say definitely put your personal brand in video, in YouTube obviously is the second largest search engine in the world, but don't sleep on other video platforms as well. There's nothing wrong with being in multiple places, even if it's with the same content. Facebook video is becoming a thing now, and I've actually been developing a show for Facebook called Ask Roberto, where people can tweet questions at me at Twitter, and the video will go up on Facebook first, and then a week later, it'll go to YouTube. The reason I set it up with that was to get people to engage with me in more social media platforms, also because the context of answering questions is better for me in Twitter. And then I really wanted to create some kind of unique value for the people who have followed me in Facebook on my Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/RobertoBlake2 if you want to check that out and if you want to see the show when it goes live. But my point is, understand the most appropriate platforms for video marketing for the context of what you're doing and really take advantage of it. I would also say that if you really want to get some exposure, that you should look at the context of what you're doing specifically and think about where you really should be putting your content. If you're a writer, I would say that Medium right now is tremendous for you, that you should be taking advantage of Medium and Twitter. I really think that that's going to be important for you if you're a writer and a content creator of any kind. I think that for photographers, that it's a little obvious that Instagram and Pinterest are important, but I would say don't sleep on Google Plus either. Google Plus is tremendously important for photographers. And I would also say Facebook, because while as many young people are in Facebook, people who have kids, people who are married, people who are in college, and people who are career professionals, they're still in Facebook. And that crowd has the money to pay you as a photographer. So I would say Facebook is probably more important than it's ever been for photographers, for graphic designers, and probably for video professionals. I would say that Facebook and Google Plus are probably the most important platforms, even over Instagram and Pinterest at this point. Instagram and Pinterest have the attention and there's great discovery strategy there, but in terms of client conversion, I would say that Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter are probably the best places for people who are in the visual arts part of creative services to market and promote themselves and develop their personal brand, because that's where paying customers are, at least from a demographic standpoint. So that's what my advice is there. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. I hope it was helpful for a lot of you and is going to encourage you to grow your personal brands or to start one if you haven't already. If you still have questions about how to develop your personal brand, go ahead and feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at Roberto Blake, and I'll try and answer as many of your questions as I can. If you feel like you need to go a little deeper, then I would encourage you to check out my YouTube channel, because I have a lot of advice over there, but I'm also able to give a lot of feedback in the comment section of those videos. And I've done a lot of videos that help out creative professionals. So if you need to hit the YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/RobertoBlake2. That's it for today's episode of the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. I'm really hoping that many of you take on this Create Awesome challenge of setting up your blog or writing more on your blogs, because I think it's really going to help you out and that it's going to really allow you to get the opportunities that you might be looking for. Anyway, this is Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com helping you create something awesome today.